I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Coming up, we'll have a remembrance of Circus Flora's David Balding. But first, St. Louis Public Radio's arts and culture reporter, Nancy Fowler, has begun a new series that we call Art Game Changers. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Steve.
What's the idea behind this?
Well, we sought to find people in St. Louis, artists who are doing things that are very different and unique. And, you know, all artists' work is unique in some manner. But these people are either they have an outreach component that is helping other people, or perhaps they're working in a media such as the guy named Brett Williams, who is doing something called audio sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
About the art of sound making.
So this is a new series for you. And as I understand, the original story that you began working on sort of turned into a new story instead?
The first one is a story about the 14th Street Artist Community Gallery near Crown Candy in Crown Center in North City. And a guy named William Burton runs an art gallery and art school. But he also, free of charge, will help teenagers who walk in interested in art. He'll give them supplies. He will work with them free. He will help them get a portfolio ready for a college application.
Right. But while you were working on this story, something happened to his situation.
Yes. He was actually ousted from his space. Now, he was getting it rent free, and there were other things going on there as well. But he had a disagreement. He and the building owner had a disagreement. So now he's looking for a new home, and he's, in fact, kind of discouraged and may actually leave town. And he figures he's helped dozens of young teen artists and would love to continue doing that, but he's got to find a new space.
He has an interesting background. He's from St. Louis. I think he went to Kansas City for a while and studied there, came back and studied with the Regional Arts Commission.
Yes, he did.
And had been in this space for a couple of years.
Yes, a couple of years. In July, it'll be 2 years, with a partner named Robert Ketchens, who is also an artist.
Well, wasn't he planning to relocate somewhere in St. Louis, but you say that may not happen?
Yeah. I mean, when it first happened, they had this disagreement. There was a group meeting there on Saturdays, and there was some sort of disagreement about that. And at first, he was looking at some other sites in North City, a couple of elementary schools. And then he became discouraged and just, you know, felt like everybody talks about reinvigorated community, but you know, it's hard to make it really happen.
Yeah, you quote him in your article, which you can find on our website, as saying, he says, that people here are not really interested in reviving communities. And that sort of shocked me because that's not usually what we hear.
Right. And, you know, that's really, you know, big part of his mission, you know, to revive the North City area. I think just what happened with the space has, dampened his enthusiasm. But you know what? He's been through obstacles before, so, you know, it is possible that he will still continue to do this and help young teen artists.
So do you have an idea for the next in the series?
Yes. I'll talk about Galen Gandolfi and Jessica Barron. Galen Gandolfi pretty much brought art to Cherokee Street and has just done some really unusual things through the years. He once sat out in the street wearing a bunny costume and stopped traffic. He and Jessica are married. She's entered the scene a few years later and, helps with the gallery as well. And just to watch them talk together and interact is almost like watching performance art in itself. They are just a wonderful, hilarious couple. They've, you know, really managed to do some really cool things together.
We'll look forward to that. Briefly, let's touch on a few other items that have been in the news recently. It was just announced that Jazz St. Louis is getting a major makeover and expansion.
That's right. It's a $10 million.
Right.
Quite a difference.
Yeah.
Project. They will be shutting down for the summer and reopening in October. They were able, thanks to some donations, to purchase the building they're in Grand Center and also the one next door. And they will completely, you know, renovate the performance space, and it will open again in October with Wynton Marsalis. And what will also open is a much bigger education area and also what they're calling a jazz lounge. If you're not, like, serious enough to go to the performance, you can listen to it live streaming into the lounge.
And I think they're going to move pretty quickly on that, by the way.
Yes.
Lou Fest has announced this year's lineup. What about headliners? And I know there's some local groups, too.
Sure. Headliners are Outkast and Cake. And then there's indie favorites, Matt and Kim. That's together, Matt and Kim. And St. Louis's Pretty Little Empire will be playing, as well as Brother Thunder and the Master Blasters and Old Salt Union from Belleville.
And finally, the Zoo Museum District is continuing to work on its ethics policy. What's the story there?
Well, it's a long one, but I'll try to be brief. Basically, since the resignation of Pat Whitaker, a board member of the ZMD, in April, even before then, but especially now after that, there's a lot of scrutiny on the ethics code, and they're meeting in earnest now to change that. The ethics code basically requires disclosure. If you are a ZMD board member and your company or your daughter's company has interest in a company that is contracted to do work with, like, the zoo, for example. So the people that are pushing for a change want the ethics policy to really clearly state that is in conflict and you can't profit or you have to get off the board.
All right. We'll keep our eye on that. We look forward to your new series, Art Game Changers. We've been talking with St. Louis Public Radio's arts and culture reporter, Nancy Feller. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Steve.